ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a Tongan basketballer will be chasing a second conference championship in a row when he takes to the court for the Mackay Meteors in round one of the NBL One North playoffs tomorrow. Viliami Fochetti is one of just a handful of Pacific Islanders in the Queensland competition, which is a winter home for a number of Australia's top-line players, as well as something of a pathway to the professional ranks. Sky Evans reports Viliami has fast made his mark in NBL One, and if he maintains his form, he just might be on the cusp of a professional contract in the NBL.
Collins doesn't come up with it. Great defence by the team there, though. Oh, Vili Fochetti blocks it!
The Mackay Meteors boast some big names in the NBL One North competition, but Viliami Fochetti is not one many have heard about. However, the Tongan basketballer played a pivotal role in the club's unlikely championship run last season, and he will be a centrepiece again when the Meteors begin their 2022 playoffs campaign tomorrow in pursuit of a second title in a row.
Mackay, I find, is very similar to the Pacific Island life, so a small community, everyone gets, like, everyone kind of knows everyone, slower lifestyle pace, which is great for me because it's like a reprieve from, you know, the bustling city. Everyone's in a rush to go nowhere. It hasn't been too much of a adjustment, and I've loved it here. Like I said, I just focus on basketball and get to do other things too.
North Queensland was an unlikely landing place for Viliami, who was recruited following a standout performance at the Pacific Games in 2019. It was Tonga's first appearance in 20 years at the tournament, and his current Meteors coach, Joel Kalu, who was the PNG national coach at the time, took notice.
You know, I tell the story, it's pretty funny. I seen him running around playing and I was like, this guy's super talented, works hard, he's got the right kind of basketball body, but I thought he was a little bit older when I sort of seen him. He kind of had some grey hairs and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, he must be in his early 30s, you know, the way he plays. He's very poised, he's very mature. And then after that tournament, his basketball agent reached out to me at the start of 2020 and said, look, I represent Viliami. He saw you coach Papua New Guinea. He's really keen to play some NBL One. Are you interested? And I said, oh, look, yeah, absolutely. I thought he might be a bit old, and then it was funny, we found out that he was only 23 at the time.
The COVID pandemic delayed Viliami's Meteors debut, but when the time came to perform, he delivered, particularly in last year's final series where he averaged 19 points to help take the Meteors to a clean sweep over Cairns, a result that surprised many.
We lost Harry Froling before the finals series, so we knew it would be a tough going, and although we were top side last year, we actually weren't touted to be to win the season. You know, it was, Logan had gone almost undefeated. They'd only lost one game and they were the team sort of to beat. And we were, although we were a strong side, I don't think anyone really expected us to win. At least that's what I've heard from, you know, other players that I've spoken to. So getting to the grand final was huge. And I was just really happy that, you know, I stepped up and helped the team, you know, because the grand final, you want to rise to the occasion. You don't want to shy away from it, let's say.
The performance marked a major highlight in his young career, one that was second only to representing his country. He says getting Tonga back to the Pacific Games will be his top priority when the NBL One season wraps up in a few weeks' time.
We actually have the Polynesian Games in November this year in New Zealand. So we have to either come first or second to qualify for the Pacific Games. That's very much our intention. Tahiti and Samoa, those probably are the top two teams. And then we're still new and to the scene, and I don't think there's much expectation there, which suits us for now.
Viliami is just one of a few Pacific Island players in the NBL One, which is a development pathway to Australia's professional ranks. But while the Pacific boasts plenty of talent, Joel Kalu says a league-imposed cap on imported players makes it hard for Pacific Islanders to earn roster spots over other international listed players.
There's certainly a lot of players I would love to bring into the program. You know, one of the challenges we have within the NBL One North is restricted players and import players. And, you know, we're lucky with Vili that he has dual citizenship. So, you know, Tongan Australian, so he doesn't count as a restricted import player. But, you know, a lot of those Pacific Islander players to play in our competition would be classed as imports. And look, it's just unfortunate. They're probably not at the level to be an import player in our league, but certainly, you know, if they were to come in and that they weren't a restricted player, you know, you'd have I think you see a lot more of those players across the country playing in our competition. So, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, hopefully our league can look at, and other NBL 1 leagues around the country, you know, if they can find a way to relax the rule around them being restricted, I think there'd be a lot more Pacific Islander players in our league if that was the case.
The Meteors will tip off their playoffs campaign at home against the Brisbane-based Northside Wizards, a side stacked with professional talent. Joel Carlu says another strong postseason showing could land Viliami a spot in Australia's top competition, the NBL, before long.
His versatility is what's his key, is that he can defend multiple spots. He's an elite defender, has worked on his perimeter skill set to be able to shoot the ball really well. He can create off the bounce, but you know, he's got a really good post game as well. So, yeah, he solidified himself as a definite starter for us. I think he's on the, you know, on that NBL radar of a lot of clubs, that, you know, like on that cusp of one of those guys that could potentially make the jump up if given an opportunity. So, yeah, he's got a really unique story that way.
Rebound. Ooh, turns it over, though. The Jack with the steal. 3-on-2. He's going to kick it out to Fichetti for 3. Oh, bang!